It's near the end of a long workday, and math professor Jonathan Mattingly is climbing a steep set of stairs to his office on Duke University's campus.
We share this hall with the physics department. So physics starts somewhere right down there.
Mattingly, who's tall and energetic, opens the door to reveal an office that looks like it belongs to a math professor. There are books everywhere and a big chalkboard on one wall covered with half-erased equations. This is where Mattingly first got the idea to include one of his students, senior Christy Vaughn, in the mathematical conundrum of the 2012 U.S. congressional elections in North Carolina.
And then just one day I kind of had this idea that we should look at gerrymandering. And so I called her and I said, I got an idea.
Right away I was very interested in this project because, you know, it's just such a stark result that so few seats were given when the popular vote was so different.
That was back in the summer of 2013, when articles were still circulating that blamed those results on gerrymandering at the General Assembly. But Mattingly, who specializes in probability, says no one had attempted to prove or disprove that theory mathematically.
So we said, well, maybe it's just due to geographical differences, and that's just the way it is. Maybe there was some gerrymandering effect, maybe a seat or two, but we wanted to say, ask ourselves, you know, could we quantify, could we give some, you know, empirical force to the idea of what the votes, what the right number of elected officials were.
So Mattingly and Vaughn, who were both graduates of the School of Science and Math, decided to create a series of district maps using the same vote totals from 2012, but with different borders. Their work was governed by two principles of redistricting. First, the federal rule requiring that each district have roughly the same population, and second, the state rule requiring congressional districts to be compact. Using those principles as a guide, Vaughn says they created a mathematical algorithm to randomly redraw the boundaries of the state's 13 congressional districts.
And then we just used the actual vote counts from 2012 and just retabulated them under the different districtings.
But, you know, there was a lot of kind of, but there were a lot of work behind that. I mean, Christy did a tremendous amount of programming.
It took the computer they used 4 weeks to draw a series of 100 different maps. From a mathematical perspective, they represent 100 different possibilities of drawing congressional lines. When Mattingly and Vaughn tabulated what would have happened had residents voted the same way but in differently drawn districts, they were surprised. Mattingly turns to his computer to pull up their work, which summarizes how the balance of the congressional seats would have come out under those 100 different maps.
Right here, if you look, what's happening, here we have, so as you see this bar chart, 7 and 8 Democrats elected. That happened over 50% of the time. And the vast majority of the time, we had somewhere between 6 and 9 Democrats elected, over 95% of the time.
Mattingly says this chart and the rest of the study shows mathematically that the outcome of the 2012 congressional election with 4 Democrats elected was not representative of how people voted. Legal scholars who study redistricting say the work is interesting.
It's a wonderful academic project and a wonderful math exercise.
Justin Levitt is a law professor at Loyola University. He commends Mattingly and Vaughn for their work. But, he cautions, in the real world, there are many other factors that go into drawing district lines.
One of them is our national commitment to minority voting rights. It's really the strongest national commitment we have to minority representation anywhere, the Voting Rights Act. And as I think the professor and the student would say, their model districts don't even attempt to comply with the Voting Rights Act. That's not what they were aiming to do.
Levitt says other factors matter too, including geography. In response, Mattingly says it's possible to design the program to account for minority representation, but he and Vaughn chose to keep it as simple and as transparent as possible for now. They hope their study might serve as a kind of diagnostic tool that can help determine whether districts are fairly drawn or not. Mattingly also hopes it might encourage more state lawmakers to think about how best to shape district lines.
It wasn't representative of the will of the people, and you ask yourself, is this democratic? I mean, if we really want to be in a democracy, we should put in safeguards like we do for other things. We should put in safeguards to protect against gerrymandering in either direction.
Some lawmakers at the General Assembly have tried to, but bipartisan bills to establish an independent commission to draw district lines haven't made it out of committee. Jessica Jones, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.